asking permission from Rav Naftali, the supervisor of the yeshiva, praising Hashem. We are in the eve of Tu Bishvat. Every Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, it's got his aspects. The Rosh Hashanah for the trees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the trees. I'm asking forgiveness. Does the trees have obligations that you're going to judge them? Every tree is a human being. All of that tribe that Hashem is judging in Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to people, to human being. When Hashem, Aleph Ben Nisan, it's the beginning of the year for the kings. Also for the trees, it's real, it's different. It depends on the people. If the tree is going to grow a lot of fruits, it depends on the merit of the people. So we're asking that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless all of the trees, that the tree is going to be like the tree that is written on it in the Gemara. Tree, tree, what I'm going to bless you. Your fruits are sweet. Your shade is wonderful. The water running close to you. That they're going to be blessed. This is why there is also Sgula. To put on trees of fruits names of people that needs to get married, to hang it on a tree of fruits, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is blessing the trees, so I'm going to bless the names that are written hanged on that tree also. And this is the Sgula for health, for everything, not only for mating, for shidduchim. A man is the tree of the field. Needs to water it. It's like that tail on a tree, that is a man, that he have that merit, that he's got all good. Hashem blessed him, and everything is good for him. That his children also gonna follow him to be trees, wonderful trees like those that contain all food. The main thing is the water, it's the Torah and the Tefillah, prayer. This is the truth when it's streaming, when it's going. Again, I'm going to tell you that thing and explain. On how we went out from Egypt, that is connected to every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael just went out from Egypt, just went out. In the first moment, Hashem is sending them in a test. They haven't received the Torah yet. Just went out. In the beginning of their journey, what Hashem is doing with them? Put them in front of the Red Sea, bringing the Egyptians after them, chasing them, surrounding them. What Hashem is doing with them? What Olam is doing, that he's teaching them and us until the end of all generations, that a man should all of the time, in every test that he's got in his life, to remember that Hashem put you in that test. Because all of the success is just because you're not with Hashem. But in the moment that you're with Hashem, this is it, there is no test anymore. When you cut yourself from Hashem, you cannot tell where the test is going to drag you to. If you're going to connect yourself to faith, you just continue. Hashem brought us out from Egypt, and Hashem put us also in this situation. What we need to be afraid of? Hashem just wants us to shout to Him again. When He said Hashem put us in that test, the future is going to be according to the faith. Hashem is there. But when a man starts to think, what, Moshe, you, everyone with his thoughts, it's not Hashem, it's the Egyptians, all of the thoughts that he can have. So the ones that are decided to lift their hands, to surrender, to say, no, let's go back to be slaves, because they didn't have that first thought. It all started. The beginning of all start with faith. The beginning. All start in the beginning. What do you think? When you're connected to faith, the future is going to be according to the rules of faith. Hashem is going to be with you. Just attach yourself to faith. Simple as that. Connect yourself to faith. This is the lesson for every one of us. Our Rabbi, Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Rabbi of Rav Volbe, their merit is going to protect us all. Rav Volbe, that he was mamash, holy, like his Rabbi. So he explained something very huge, a wonderful thing, very huge thing. He's explaining that Chazal said that Am Israel, when they were standing in front of Red Sea, they were holding the ark of their fathers in their hands. And he's explaining a huge thing, something amazing. That the holy fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of their lives, when they were praying on the smallest thing of them all, even a cup of water on a string of the shoe, on the smallest thing of them all, on the smallest thing of them all, that a man can, on a button, a man can hold on without a button. They were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that there is the Red Sea in front of you and the Egyptians behind you, and in the sides there are lions, you cannot go. It means that for them, they didn't have no power. They didn't thought that they have powers. Just they were standing and praying, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, save us. Even a cup of water, only you can give me water. No self-powers at all, even a drop. Nothing. Everything that they were praying on it with all of the powers in Mesirut Nefesh. That there is no other address, no other advice, only to pray. This is the real faith. That really there is no other advice to ask for a button, for a glass of water. There is nothing. It really, that's the only thing, that a man lives in Kfirah, that he doesn't believe in Hashem. That actually, the test of Red Sea, it's the smallest, it's the easiest test of them all. Why? What is hard and what is easy? Hard is what that, easy, it's what that brings you directly to faith. Hard, it's what is going to take a lot of effort to you to come to faith. So in a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Am Yisrael to stand in front of Red Sea, it was easy. They didn't have another advice. A little bit of wisdom, straight white wisdom. There is only one address to talk to Hashem. What, you're going to jump to the sea? What are you going to do? Shout to Hashem, talk to Hashem. This is why it was a very easy test. Because you have one opportunity. This is it. Only one option. Very easy. When it's hard, when I have a lot of opportunities, 100 opportunities, it's very hard. Why? Because then you have a lot of places to be confused about. Because really there is only one advice, only prayer. Even when you have a million opportunities, options, still the real advice is only to pray. And when the man have options, he's saying to himself, alright, I can manage without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chassid Shalom. What you gonna do? This is the real Avodat Hashem. This is what Rabbeinu Yerucham is explaining. That our holy fathers, on the smallest things of them all, they were just praying on it. Only you can give it to me. There is no other options, no other advice, no other address. Only you can give it to me. This is how the fathers lived all of their lives in faith. That they didn't have no self-powers. They didn't thought that they have. They didn't live their reality at all. They didn't thought about themselves at all. They didn't said, I'm going to do. This is how the one that gives wisdom let me understood that. Those words of Rabbeinu Yerucham. To understand, if our fathers hold the art of their fathers before, they hold it once. When they had that very one time in their life, they hold that art of the fathers in their hands. This is how they behaved when they didn't have another choice. And for sure that few of them also been confused. They thought that they have another choice to go back to Egypt, to surrender to the Egyptians. Everyone his thoughts that he had. But part of them, the Jews that had the merit to hold with faith, they hold the weapon and the art of their fathers. That they were standing. Why Borei Olam bring Am Israel just now that they went out of Egypt in such a test? Why he put them in that situation? What? Borei Olam decides what's going to be. And he could decide something, a lot of other things that are going to be easier for them. Straight to Eretz Israel, to receive the Torah, from there straight to Eretz Israel. What Borei Olam cares not to help them? Because without faith you cannot receive the Torah, and without faith you cannot enter to Eretz Israel. Without faith you cannot do nothing in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to do that, had to let them practice on faith. Also the fact that he put them in that test, in that situation, put them in the middle of the desert. No food. No food. What are they going to do? Going to go to the supermarket. Going to go to the grocery store. There is no food. Someone have an advice? Is there an advice? No food. All that Hashem going to bring man, all that they're going to die. This is it. This is Borei Olam put them in those for their own good, to our own good. That really Parnasa, a man should live like that. If you will not going to give me, there is no other advice. I don't have another advice. The Torah been given only to the one that ate Haman, because Hashem gave them, he forced them to live in faith and confidence in Hashem. No other choice. No choice. Forced them to live in faith and confidence. Left the man for tomorrow, took worms on it. I'm going to let you live tomorrow, you're going to have panasa. You're going to see that Hashem is reviving. If I'm not going to give you, we're not going to have. If Hashem is not going to bring man, they're going to die. This is it. Like it is, they're going to die. We're not going to, after they're going to eat their children, finish their children. This is it, going to die. No food, this is it. The middle of the desert. Don't know where to go to. It's not like in the city you can find yourself. Over there in the desert, nowhere to go. The desert, Hashem led them to walk in circles 40 years like it was an endless desert. 40 years, the desert of 1 week. To cross the desert in the shortest time, it's 1 week. But he made it for them to look like it. Why Hashem made all of that? To educate Am Yisrael. Believe in me. Count on me. You should know that Parnasa, I'm giving Parnasa. Believe in me. If everyone going to learn Torah, what's going to be? People are asking me, I'm saying, what's going to be? What's the problem? Hashem going to bring trees that you're waking up in the morning, you see 1,000 euro and you take it out from the tree. 1,000, it's nothing for you. There is $500 bill, $1,000 bill. There is bills of $1,000 from the tree. What is harder, to bring man from heaven to the earth or to take out bills from a tree? Hashem is going to bring a tree. Everyone is going to learn Torah. This is why everyone needs to know. If you're going to be a millionaire, you have to go out to distribute every day. Hafatza is not for money. It's to fix your neshama. A man cannot complete and accomplish his tikkun, especially in this generation, without Hafatza. And in this generation, it's very easy. You don't know, when I started to go to Am Yisrael, it was a lot harder to talk to people. And Rabbeinu is saying that the man going to complete his wisdom, that his wisdom going to be complete. You cannot have it, you cannot have it, just if only if you're working with people to bring them closer to the Kedusha. You cannot make it without it. So don't go to Afatza. Don't complete your wisdom. Don't go to teach, to give classes. Don't. This is what it was with all of the guys from Yeshivot until today. They were not going to Hafatzot, and they don't have even drop of wisdom, because wisdom is to know Hashem. To know Torah, you don't know Hashem, it's even worse if you wouldn't know the Torah. You don't know how to say hello to Hashem. Shalom to Hashem, you don't know how to say. A Jew came that he's a Talmid Chacham in a huge level. He's got a test. So he came, he met me. I'm telling you, a real huge Talmid Chacham from the first one, first line. He met me. Of course, that he's not learning anymore. He's totally broken, confused. A short conversation, 1 hour in the field, everything opened for him. Solved all of his problems. Went back. We brought him back to know that there is Hashem, that it's all Hashem. This is it. Of course, he wants to meet me every day. He wants to take me to the fields. Don't worry. I'm going to give him the merit for doing 1 hour every day. What's changed? From now, it's not his father-in-law. This is it. He realized that it's all Hashem, it's all good. More conversations a little bit. Went back to Hashem. What I told you. It all depends in the beginning. If the beginning is faith, everything going to follow after faith. The behavior and the advice. If in the beginning it's not faith, it's my father-in-law, it's this, it's that, what's going to be like this. He's thinking on everything. Think Hashem brought you to that situation. Hashem put you here. This is the learning that we want to learn in the Chumash. From every word we're learning in the Torah. The issue of Haman, that Hashem wants to teach us faith and confidence. This is how men should live every day. Why Hashem done that the man going to be rotten and worms are going to come on it? Because Chazal said, if someone have bread in his basket and is afraid what's going to be tomorrow, what he's going to eat tomorrow, he is lack of faith. Don't leave the man for tomorrow. You have a man for today, this is it. Tomorrow is not part of your reality at all. When Hashem going to give you tomorrow, he's going to give you food also. What are you worried on a world that is not yours? What are you worrying about? This is what it means to hold his faith. Everyone should be real. If you're not succeeding with your faith and confidence to have plenty and bounty in your house, so you need to go outside. You're not righteous man. So the shefa is not coming to your house. So slowly, slowly you're going to be righteous. The main thing is that you want to be righteous. So go out. Outside, inside of the camp. If you cannot do it inside of the camp, go outside of the camp. Be real with yourself. All of that issue of the man is teaching all of the truth. Be real with yourself. Also real righteous people also were working, because they had, even if they had faith and confidence, because they wanted to find the parnasa because of their own effort. It's not a shame to work. Adaba, it's an honorable thing that the man is going. This is his place. But hafatzah, it's not connected to that at all. A man should decide that even if you're going to be a millionaire, going to have millions of dollars, millions of dollars. No connection to that. You have money, you don't have money. No connection. It's an obligation to go to talk to Am Yisrael, to give them books, to give them CDs, to talk to them. The book Briti Shalom. We need to see that everyone here is going to learn it daily. That everyone, don't be wise in your own eyes. Everyone, every day you have to learn minimum one page a day. Even one page a day takes you 5 minutes. Learn and review and learn and look at it, observe on it. Even a man, because a man should know the Yetzer Hara of a man that is doing 1 hour in Bodedut. What is Yetzer Hara? That he will not going to pray on one thing daily. Yetzer Hara gives him to pray every day 1 hour, a little bit on this, a little bit on that, and for sure he will not going to buy nothing in the end. 120 years going to pray and will not going to buy nothing. So he's just dragging. That filot are helping him to pass the day somehow, but he will not going to buy nothing. Yetzirah is saying, Baruch Hashem, I got rid of him. He's not bothering me anymore in life. This is it. He's not achieving nothing. He's not buying nothing. He's not progressing. He stays the same. Less one on my head. Everything is good. It doesn't bother me. This is why that half an hour of British Shalom, even if you're going to hold yourself strong in 120 years praying on that, you made the main thing that you were fighting on the main test of life. Even if until 120 years you're going to do every day half an hour, you're going to come to the world to come after 120 years and you're going to come there, you're going to see the qualities that what did you achieve, and even more so that in this world you're going to see that here you had another clean day, and even if it wasn't 100% clean, you were doing tshuva on your avonot, and you're going to see that issue to do tshuva on, to pray on it. We have to do that. This is the main test you have in life, and that is something you have to distribute, that book, to influence on other people, on other men. Look, learn that book, don't drop that book, because this book, you have to bring it into the world, mamash. Let it in to the places, to the world. There's nothing, no advice. Have to do that. Have to go to push that book into the world. But if you don't leave that book, you cannot influence no one else. Every day you're learning, every day you're doing your half an hour, then you're going to be able to talk to people. All of that issue of influencing, it all depends in how much you're working on yourself. Everyone is going to be strong in all of those issues. One is making hafatzah in Litvish section. He asks a certain question. Rav Shalom is saying, I was in Rechasim. It's a very Litvish section over there. In the beginning when I was teaching, people were standing outside of that Beit Midrash, and Litvish people were standing outside stopping people from entering to the shiur. But I told them, don't worry, I'm going to come, don't worry, I'm going to come. People would stand and touring the flyers, don't let people enter to the shiuri. No, it's not allowed to enter, would say whatever. But here now, for sure, now there was a band singing Bechar Abenu. Nothing can stop. No one gonna be able to stop us. Nothing gonna help them. No Litvish, nothing. Today I'm telling them, Breslev, it's nonsense. Chabad, it's nonsense. Let's live the truth. Let's live the truth. Here, I learned Rabbeinu Yerucham. So now, Rabbeinu Yerucham, he was Litai, so I'm Litvish. No, he was Ashkenazi, he was Faradi. Oy to that fool that lives like that, that he's got a diploma, that he's the best. I'm going to give you that diploma. You're the best. All right. Everyone, we're going to make a nice diploma. I'm going to hand it. Everyone, all of the Avrichim, going to sign for you that you're better than them. It's a good idea, isn't it? Go to the Litai, tell him, look, you're better. Look, you're better than me. You. If someone is talking to me about Breslev, I'm telling them Breslev is nonsense. It's shtuyot. If you're making it to be a cult, it's not nonsense. It's also forbidden. We're part of Am Israel. We live in Eretz Israel. Torah of Am Israel. We live with Am Israel. Here, he brought a diploma. If someone wants us to sign for him, someone brought a Rav a paper to write. Rabbeinu said, you can talk about me and don't mention my name. We want to get close to the truth. Learning from all of the books, accepting from all of righteous people, we love all of the Torah. This is it. When you're coming without arrogance, people are going to accept from you. Here you can tell him a word from Rabbeinu Yerucham, from the Chafetz Chaim, from the Chazon Ish. Adraba. Let's talk about the Chafetz Chaim. Every day was doing 2 hours in Bodedut. Let's be Hasidim of the Chafetz Chaim. Everyone, this one is Spanish, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi. The one to say Chazon Ish, one to say Ben Ish Chai. The Chazon Ish was praying with Shatz Mesirut Nefesh. Where we are and where is that fila of the Chazon Ish? You need to come with love, to love the creatures and bring them closer to the Torah. Love, it's the light of Hashem. When you're coming, let's get closer to Hashem together. When you're coming with that attitude, if he's asking you, are you Breslev, tell him I'm signing for you. Breslev, it's nonsense. Don't worry, don't make it a cult. Tell him it's all nonsense. If you think that it's a cult, it's nonsense. Satmer, it's shtuyot. Chabad, it's nonsense. Satmer, it's nonsense. Everything is nonsense. Here you live in Eretz Israel, with Am Israel. We want to know the truth. Here there is something that gives us strength. Illuminate for us. Let's talk about it. Let's get stronger together. If a man is lengthening in tefillah, if he's exempt from Kriyat HaTorah, so it's the obligation for the public, not for an individual. If you're praying Shmona Esrei and people are reading the Torah now, it's okay for you. You don't need to go to look for another. But if you're thinking like that, oh, I'm praying, everyone are looking at me, I'm the righteous man of the generation, everyone are waiting that I'm going to finish my Shmona Esrei. If you like that, so make it shorter, don't pray like that. Better, less eye that you have in your Shmona Esrei, it's better. But if you're attached to Hashem, so pray as long as you can. Love to the creatures, how to say. Okay. What's to be told me? How to say? Creation? Creations? creations. Guys are going every Thursday at 5, they're going at 5 every Thursday to do Afatzah. Once a week, and they're going to be bombers. The grandfather from Navardok, he said, if there a man going to count only on one man in the world, no matter what's going to be, he's ready to receive money and food only from that one that he's counting on, it means that finally he can die if that man will not going to have mercy on him to give him the food, the supply. And it's like that. He said that if a man gonna count like that only on Hashem, so Hashem gonna have to give him. If a man have a few options, so Hashem also is saying, all right, go, make it through other options. But if you're counting only on Hashem, so Hashem will not gonna let you die, so he's gonna supply for you. We learned that there are seven obligations of Noah, that a goy is not allowed to make zera lebatala, a goy is not allowed to make abortion, they're not allowed to prevent pregnancy. Hey Goya, she have to go modest. She's not allowed to be alone with a man. She also need to learn the book Brit Shalom. Why not? When I was learning the seven mitzvot Bnei Noach, I said, I wish the Jews gonna keep those seven mitzvot Bnei Noach. There are avrechim that are not going to do 1 hour for the Dut on Am Yisrael. So we're asking everyone, don't be stupid, please. I'm telling you again, a lot of gifts you received from me, but the 1 hour on Am Yisrael gift, even guys that are not married, they're doing it at 5, they're going once a week. Everyone are obligated to go. You're not going in the same hour, it doesn't matter. At least you should have 1 hour in Am Yisrael every week. Everyone should go to 1 hour in Am Yisrael. Now you should know that the foundation of everything is learning Torah, holy Torah. If a man is not learning, so what you can talk about with people? When you're learning Torah, you have grace, you have beauty. Not only that your prayer is going to be accepted, also your word, also your hafatzah are going to be accepted. Every word that you're saying, people are accepting it from you. So first of all, learning holy Torah. And Baruch Hashem, with no bad eye, Baruch Hashem, there is seder here, people are learning until 3, until 5, even later. A man is sitting and learning, even just only until 3. Then take advantage of time, because the main thing, it's Torah. If you will not gonna have Torah, all of what that we're talking about, it's just nothing. In the end, nothing gonna hold. If you don't have Torah, nothing gonna hold. The foundation of everything is learning Torah. We're strengthening points because I think that people are learning. This is what I think. Rabbi Naftali, are people learning here? Today I was testing kids in the school, in the Talmud Torah. Mamash, it's heaven. How they're learning Gemara. They passed us long time ago. The young kids, they know complete Masechet of Mishnayot by heart. It's Torah. The main thing is Torah. I'm strengthening points that need to talk about. But if I need to talk about learning Torah, but we have Rabbi Naftali, precious Rabbi Naftali, the main thing is Torah. If a man will not going to learn Torah, you don't have nothing. All of it is imagination. You will not going to succeed in nothing. All of his prayers are not been accepted. For sure, this is how it's written in Likutei Moharan. The grace has been given to the man by the Torah that he's learning. The Torah gives the man the wisdom. The purpose of all is the Torah, Holy Torah. It's right that I said that there are people that are learning Torah and they don't have faith. It's outside of this yeshiva. In other places, people are not talking about faith. They're afraid to talk about faith. Why? Because if people are going to talk about faith, they're thinking to themselves, what, I don't have faith? He's afraid to talk about faith, because then you're going to see that he doesn't have faith. You're talking to him about faith. He thinks that you came to get him stronger. Like he's, what? You don't? I have faith. This is it. They're afraid to talk about faith because of that reason. That people are not going to suspect them that they don't have faith. But here we're talking about faith, learning faith. For sure that the main thing is learning Torah. In other places, the main thing is the Torah when you have faith. But if you don't have faith, the main thing is missing from the book. Because the purpose, I asked that Avrech, he's not Avrech, he's Rosh Kollel. I asked him, what's your purpose in life? What's your purpose? I know that you are not going to be able to answer me. I ask you just to tease you, just that I'm going to answer you. What's your purpose in life? You're learning Torah, tens years, Choshen Mishpat. It's not a simple kollel of Aleph Bet. It's kollel of rabbis. So what's the purpose? He said, I don't know how to answer you. So I told him, the purpose is to know Hashem. This is the general purpose. And your private purpose, when a man is doing real hitbodedut every day, so the tzaddik is opening a path for him according to the roots of his soul. This is your private purpose. Even the non-Jews, the first obligation, it's written in seven obligations. It's not to believe in Hashem, it's to know Hashem. It's written to the non-Jews to know Hashem. Every non-Jew, they have to know Hashem, so they have to do 1 hour in Bodhidut every day. When I learned it now, I said, all right. They have to learn Garden of Faith. This is the first obligation that they have, to know Hashem. Thinking to believe in Hashem, this is it. You should know that a goy should believe that the Creator created the world in 6 days and in the seventh day. And they have to say, and they don't are not obligated, but they should say Vayachulu, and they should say Shema Israel in the morning and in the evening. If they believe that Hashem is one, the poskim, it's all piskei halacha. I'm learning those obligations now. You don't know what the poskim are obligating the non-Jews. A lot of obligations. It's a complete book of halachot. You think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and this is it. It is a complete book of halachot. And there are halachot that poskim are obligating the goyim to pray. All of the poskim are obligating the non-Jews that when they have a trouble or an issue, they have to pray. The poskim are, and part of the poskim are obligating them to pray even when they don't need to ask for something. They're not allowed to kill themselves, to commit suicide. And also the eighth commandment, it's all of the mitzvot hasichliyot, the obligations, that intellectual obligations. Someone is asking a rav about houses, that you're going to make a fatza in those houses, and people, they don't want nothing. You can give them the pearls of faith, those give them one pearl free. Tell him, take it for free. Give him one pearl. With the help of Hashem, that we're going to have the merit.
What?
not allowed to worship idols. I'm talking back on the obligations of the non-Jews. I said the intellectual obligations, like on respecting the father and mother, that the brain is that the logic obligates them to keep. They're obligated in all of those also. When the wisdom is obligating you to be polite, to talk nice, to honor your parents, all of those are obligated in those also.
נכון, בוודאי, צריכים לחזק את התורה, בוודאי צריכים לחזק את התורה, אני מסכים איתכם. תעסקו בתורה, אל תתבלבלו. בלי תורה, לא דמיינו את בלי תורה. מה תעשו בלי תורה?
What we're learning now? We're learning Torah. What are you going to do without Torah? I have to get the Torah stronger and stronger. What am I talking about? Ice cream. Let's bless everyone here.
That's
going to have a good Rosh Hashanah. Everyone going to be written to life, to happiness, health, good mating, shalom bayit, real shalom bayit.